Hey, I just got back from lunch. Did you finish that report yet?
Not exactly. Still working on it. I'm not finished just yet. I got a little sidetracked, but I will get them to you first thing this afternoon.
Is first thing this afternoon.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I mean, I am working on it.
But
I'll have
what do you mean that the report isn't finished yet?
I'm still in the process of working on it. I've just been a little distracted.
Distracted. Our meeting starts in an hour.
I can have it.
No. What were you doing? Were you listening to another hunting podcast again? I swear, I give the staff in this office the freedom to do whatever they want to do as long as they meet a deadline. That is the first bullet underneath your job description. Pays attention to detail and deadline. And deadline. Dude, are you even listening to me right now?
Welcome to episode 71 of the Whitetail Distraction Podcast. My name's Austin, and joining me in my basement via Zoom, Charles Hedlund. How you doing, buddy?
That's so awkward.
It
I'm
is.
Good, bud.
It's pretty terrible. I'm not going to lie.
Joining me in my basement via Zoom.
Oh,
love it.
My mom's upstairs. Oh, man. Well, this week, you know, it's pretty much the end of season. I guess we have 2Bs open until what, this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday's the last day.
Saturday's last day. I hunted last day around here last Saturday. I didn't see anything. I heard some shot at last light, but nothing too crazy, man. Did you get it out all this week? Down 2B or anything?
No, I didn't get out at all this week. Work's been nuts. We're doing year-end stuff right now, so it's been just absolutely absurd. And then they threw 2 days of training in there right in the middle of year-end close, so I just walked in the door today at like 6:30, but I did get out last weekend as well. We had a big crew up at camp. We did a couple little soft drives, and we didn't see a deer all day. None of us saw a deer all day. It's been getting hit so hard up there. It's tough, man. Tough hunting right now in the big woods.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can imagine, man. Well, it's that last final push to try and get a deer at the end of the season. Everybody kind of goes out a little bit if they have a flintlock or bow or whatever they're going to go after them with.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like 14 low, 26 high Saturday. I'll be honest, I don't know if I'll be out or not.
I'm not going, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be
out. Yeah, I thought about it, but, you know, the Quest Hunt Co. is over as of the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not that that was the only reason I was going out, but it helped.
Well,
helped motivate.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Do we know anybody who placed this here?
No. No, there were some slammers, though. I know with Joe's 163, I would have had to kill Pope and Young or better, or else we wouldn't even have placed top 10.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that would have been awesome, though. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
That was a good
buck. I don't know the one I missed up camp and rifle, if that would have qualified us, to be honest. I have no. It would have been really close.
Yeah. Hey, really? There's nothing wrong with that, man. I mean, you passed a lot of deer this year. I believe you passed a lot of deer this year, didn't you?
A lot of doe, not a lot of buck.
Not a lot of buck.
Yeah, little, I mean, nothing you would even consider, like little tiny rag. I had a ton of little bucks, just nothing like that. Big 6 point was the biggest buck I had in front of me all archery. It was a huge 6 point.
Yeah, I saw one of those too. It wasn't legal.
Exactly.
It was a giant though, man. I wish I could have shot it. It would have been actually really cool.
Yeah, if it was legal down there, I might have thought about it.
Yeah, oh, I'm with you, man. It's legal up at the camp.
Yeah, didn't see him up there.
Yeah. I can dig it, though. No, that's cool.
We had some big bucks that survived, hopefully. Had some issues up there this year with some stolen trail cameras. Drove me nuts, but mm-hmm. Hopefully we get some intel. I put some cameras up to soak, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, man. I can dig it. I can dig it.
All right. Well, these clowns here that are up on the next episode won't calm down, so why don't we get the boys on?
All right. Let's get them on.
And we are back. Wait. That's not our intro, but if you recognize that intro, you probably have a hint. That's if you didn't already click on this and see who we're recording with tonight. That was a hint of who we are recording with tonight. And possibly the greatest podcast to ever grace the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the Rutten River Pursuits podcast, boys. We got them on. It's a late Christmas present. This is all they wanted for Christmas. You can blame the post office. I know Will. And you boys are on. It's finally here. We're excited. What's going on, guys?
What's up, guys?
What is going on?
Fellas.
What's up, guys? In classic Rutten River style pursuit, who do we have around the table with us today?
Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Will. They call me Pick.
Nice. I love it. If you guys couldn't tell, I'm a pretty big fan of your podcast. I don't know if that came through.
I'm not picking up on it just yet, but just,
no.
There's still
a little
time.
Bit more. I heard you mention us once or twice in the distraction.
Yeah, you guys are okay. You guys are okay.
No, thanks, no, buddy, you're okay.
We're equally or more fans of yours. I think we're the ones that reach out to you guys.
Oh yeah.
That is true. I will give you a lot of credit on that. However, I do apologize for taking this long to get you on ours, but it had to happen. I mean, it was 100% had to happen, especially after,
we're down for some good cross-pod nation. So we're absolutely. All
That's good. But Will, you know, I met all of you but Pick in person, right? We didn't get to meet in person, did we, Pick?
Yeah, no, I unfortunately missed the day that you connected with us at the Great American Outdoor Show, but
by design. We can't let him out at least just a couple hours of the day.
We always got to leave you boys guessing, so we can't.
Yeah. I'm talking a little too much too soon. Yeah.
Too much Pick is not always a good thing.
Yeah. Will kind of chauffeured me and my buddy Sam around that whole first night when we showed up early. You were kind of like our little chauffeur. We went out, had a nice little dinner drink together. And
yeah,
that was a good time before the COVID.
There's more where that came from.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really bummed about the Great American Outdoor Show being canceled this year. That is a huge hit to my friendship with you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys got the Airbnb over there. That was a really nice place you got.
Yeah. That place is awesome. We were going to book that again. That was a lot of fun. Really nice place. Should have seen the inside. It was beautiful.
Oh, they like picked up that E-Town spot.
No. It was over in like Enola.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We were close to Nick's of, not Nick, Pizza Boy.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If you ever need a place for a good bachelor party, Pat, that's the place.
Yeah.
For sure. If you bring like a mobile stripper pool to set up in the middle.
Sad. Oh, man.
We'll just bring a 7'2" flipping stick and put you a said, ceiling to floor.
But he said if you bring, like, I don't already have one packed.
Just in case you don't forget it and you bring it, that's the place to go. There's like all beds around. It's kind of like a private room and a club, actually. You know, there's a little bed. It's nice.
Now you're kind of seeing how the magic happens. This is why you didn't meet Pick, because we didn't break out the pole.
Yeah.
It's Pick's pole. I just can't let just pole. Anyone on it. Yeah.
So I immediately threw this one off the rails. I'll take blame for that one. Why don't we back up a little bit? If you guys want to each introduce yourself, or you want to just introduce the podcast, whatever you want to do, just tell us a little bit about yourself. If anybody doesn't know about your podcast, kind of give a little rundown of your background. You don't mind. Come on, each of you go.
Will's the godfather, so I think we ought to start with him.
And right. Ryan's the podfather.
I'm the new guy to the group. I've been around for going on 2 years. Now I'm close to my second year now. And I just stumbled across the R2 Pursuits podcast from a friend of mine. We were at a shooting retreat at a good friend of ours, Tracy Groves, down in Maryland.
Good old Tracy Groves.
Started listening to the podcast and, right away fell in love with the guys and, you know, the cutting up but then they had some pretty awesome guests and you learned quite a bit and, you know, just was fascinated how everyone brought something to the table. Not everyone does everything, but what they do well. Just was a fanboy starting out. Decided to look the guys up at the Great American Outdoor Show about 2 years ago.
It is the great uniter. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yep. I mean,
it brings a lot. I mean, more than us, but it brings a lot of the people together.
Absolutely. Met the guys, hung out with them for a little bit. Had the sportsman's night out that they hosted. Got an invite from one of the guys. Went out there, and things just kind of matured. The relationship got a little bit real. They asked me to.
Sure did.
at the time, I was pretty into the National Wild Turkey Federation. I was chapter president down where I live outside Hagerstown, Maryland.
Down in Maryland, they call him El Presidente.
Yeah. So they said, hey, why don't you come on and talk a little turkey with us? And things just went from there. And then they asked me on for a second episode. Hey, Catfish is away on vacation. We need somebody to fill in.
He's on vacation.
Yeah. So then.
And ever since then, he hasn't left.
No, I've slept in Ryan's basement here underneath the podcast table. And
they're feeding you well.
Every time the lights go on, I put a headset on and start talking. So, yeah. But
Is it fair to say, Pick, that, you know, maybe they just needed to fill a void and they needed a real killer in the group or what, man?
Maybe.
That's sorry, certainly Ryan. Fair.
Take
it's
it.
Fair this year. It's fair this year. It's a famine year for us.
It has been fun. I've enjoyed it. I've learned. And I don't anytime soon as long as they continue to have me. So, again, just an awesome group of guys. And we love, increasing our family outside of, Rutten River Pursuits to you guys as well. So it is, like Will said, there's certain venues that offer up to meet other people and share our love for the outdoors and our passion for hunting and fishing and everything, that sportsmen get into. So it's pretty awesome to be part of this family.
Dude, that was a tremendous answer.
Oh, yeah. Good luck the rest of you.
Who wants to go next?
I like podcasts.
I'll cut you guys off for a second. I think we still should put something together maybe for February. We'll drive over your way and meet up with you guys. I know Catfish talked about doing a hunt for geese even, which I've never hunted geese before, so I think that would be badass. I just want to come over and hang out with you guys. Maybe give me a spot under that bench beside Pick for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always
absolutely
asking for people to spoon with. And we're just like, not yet. It's not time.
How many times do you feed him a day? Do you just give him a scoop like twice a day?
Just a banana and a protein powder.
Yeah.
Shake.
That's
it.
He does a,
We keep the Mountain Ops in one of those gerbil bottles. Just keep licking the metal ball and it drips come out.
I think that we need to get serious about it. We've been threatening to do something that you never see is like an outdoor wild game barbecue feast. Yeah. And I think for February in the winter.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
We host the Killing Grill for like 20 years now. That's not that long, but actually it probably has been. We called it the Killing Grill. It's literally a bunch of guys get together, have a huge party. It's all outdoors, and then you bring all the wild game that you harvested and everyone cooks up a meal and we have a giant feast.
Is it in February?
It's typically in like April.
Yeah,
you guys are all welcome, Tom.
We will definitely consider that.
It's actually pretty fun. But you do your thing. Maybe, I mean, I didn't want to steal your thunder there.
No. I'm thinking like, just like, for this year.
In lieu of,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That'd be really cool.
Doing like a little we have a buddy that has like a pavilion that we're considering, using that place and another guy who is, on a championship
competition barbecue guy.
Barbecue team. And everybody's got a grill or a Traeger or something. We can all, haul a couple of those things over there. I think something like along those lines might.
I can make a pretty good pork belly, bud.
You can make a lot of things good.
Yeah. We can make it happen.
Yeah.
I'll bring the dessert.
Yes.
We'll just stack a car full of people. We're coming. We're coming.
Yeah, I think we need to get a little bit more serious about it. And that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that maybe we should, in lieu of.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. But you guys aren't getting out of your answer. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I thought that that was going to get
us. I thought for sure we picked were it a great job. And then
I know. I hate the intro stuff, but I got to put you on the spot.
All right. I'll go next then, since, you told me I had to. Ryan Madera, just check me out, Pass Through Archery on the Instagrams. Love to do a little shameless plugging. I think I was I'm still relatively new as far as when you go around the table and see all of the folks on the R2 group.
In what way?
But we're in season 5 for Rutten River Pursuit Podcast. I joined just at the tail end of season 1, so I've been around for a while.
Yeah,
but still kind of feel like the new guy on the block sometimes. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to this group, what I cannot get over and the thing I think that makes it work is, you know, Pick was alluding to this. Not everybody does everything, but everybody does something. Like, that's the key. It doesn't matter what the topic is. We've got somebody at every level of expertise in that topic. Some guys have never done it. Other guys are like living it down in the dirt. So whether it's archery hunting, which of course is, yeah, that's my thing, right? Pass through archery. Check out the Instagrams. It's pretty sweet.
Check him out. Good looking guy.
Yeah. He is pretty handsome. He's aging well. I think it's holding up.
He'd be those filters, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like the cool thing about us. It's like everybody gets involved. We all do stuff and it's a learning process. We are edutainment. You know, I think
that's it. Yeah.
At its best.
One of our fans said that, or yeah, one of the
friends of the pod
reviews we got said that we provide them edutainment.
Yeah.
You can't say that any better. There's a nugget
of knowledge, I think, at least one nugget of knowledge in each episode, surrounded by fun.
You have to listen to an hour to get that one nugget. Yeah. It's there.
Sure.
It's there. You got to mine it.
I think
that's cool. Your guys' group is something that, you know, us podcasting, we aspire to be something like what you guys have, you know, with all the different guys that are always contributing. And you always have a pretty good round table of guys that are on each episode that are giving good advice and then just making it absolutely laugh out loud, hysterical to listen to on my way to work or while I'm working. Like, I sometimes laugh out loud and my boss thinks I'm nuts, but it's great. I listened to a few of your episodes today, the newest one, and then a couple back. And dude,
don't you work from home?
Not right now. I was in the office for the last couple of days, but I was in the office today listening to it. Usually when I'm home, I don't really listen to them for some reason. For whatever reason, I'm already distracted by other stuff at the house.
And whitetails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. See, whitetails, but I don't ever like listen to the episode when I'm at work and I can drown everything else out. I'm actually listening to the episodes or on my drive. I get more out of them than when I listen to them at home. That's why I miss the commute a little bit, to be honest. I mean, it sucks. It's far, but I get to listen to a podcast pretty much whole episode on the way down, the whole episode on the way back.
Yeah. I have a similar situation. It's a pod a day for, you know, and you get that little repertoire and it just makes it that much better.
Yeah. When you're doing boring accounting work, you need something. When I first started listening to podcasts, I told Austin this and I've said it a million times. It would be tax season. I'd be working 12-hour days and I would listen to 12 hours of podcasts. Like just earphones in, nobody talk to me. I'll be sitting over there laughing to myself and just listening to hundreds of episodes of podcasts in a month.
Do the numbers still foot on your reports? I mean, just kind of curious if that all works out while you're podding or listening to pods anyway.
Yeah, well, Excel does most of the work, so.
There you go.
Go ahead, Will. Take it away, man. You're what? The founding father.
Sure is.
Yeah, guess so.
Miser Incorporated.
We're going to do it.
You know, bud.
I don't think that's the, no, that's Haas and
Pfeffer. Haas and Pfeffer.
Incorporated.
Yeah.
Now,
Shemazza, bud. Get on with it.
So, Catfish and I are like lifelong brothers. I mean, we're not related. We are no relation, but we
grew up. Not that anybody's proven yet. I am here. I'm always here.
We never did that DNA test.
That's right.
But so, we started this a long time ago. I had, I did some like music, audio kind of stuff, recordings and things like that. And so all the equipment was just kind of laying around. And there for a tiny bit of time, I had an aspiration of like getting into the video stuff and doing all that kind of thing that I think when you get, you know, three GoPros, you feel like you're a production company and then you're not, and then you find out you're not. And so we have all these mics laying around and it started out very, very simply. We didn't have near the equipment that we have today, but like, so we, you know, just when you got, like we say, I don't know, you have a couple buddies.
Yeah. What do you, seven or eight like-minded dudes.
What do you do?
Yeah.
You record it for posterity.
That's right. That's right.
I heard a wise man say that.
You're gonna sit around and talk about it anyway.
Right. Yeah.
You might as well record.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. And share it with everybody else. They want to hear it.
Yep.
And I think that was really the nuts and the bolts, the genesis of it, you know, but I think I don't know. I like the, we kind of made a show that we didn't hear a lot of people doing, you know, I like the duo shows and the guys have their, like you guys have a lot of a really good kind of chemistry, but like, I don't think I could carry a show by myself. I hate, you know what I mean? It took me.
I agree.
It took a long time.
Catfish could. Catfish pretty much carries every show.
Catfish, yeah. We have to yield at some point.
There's carrying and there's just performing a coup.
Yeah. There's
different ways you could look at that.
Excellent point.
Oh, man.
Stop being so modest, Will. You've done a great job. You guys, how long have you been doing it, do you know?
5 seasons, I said.
Yeah, this is our 5th season. 5 seasons,
but seasons aren't full years. Right. Well, I mean, they bounce over.
Right, right. And we did, honestly, like, I mean, some of us care about different things more than others. And me in particular, like, we did a bunch of shows before we ever released them, you know, just kind of, it's a weird process. Every pod's different. And I love helping people through their poddom.
Yeah.
Their podcherity.
Your podcherity.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so like I didn't feel like we were remotely ready, and we put probably, I don't know, 15 in the can, 20 in the can, and they've, you know, I don't even know where they are now. I think, you know, most of them have been either deleted or some, we have a couple in around.
But not the same can we were talking about earlier.
No. Probably not.
But, you know, you kind of go through that process, and one of the things that got us started was Ryan and his other podcast, which is Span the Void. Very funny. Yeah. You know, well, it's
pretty, that's your perception.
I've always liked it. Those are your words, bud. Yeah. I've always liked the show. It's kind of an everyman show. It's not, there's not a real specific.
No, it's like Seinfeld, like same idea where it's just a show about nothing. Only we took like the comedy part out. Which is literally a show about nothing, is what Span the Void could be summed up as.
Yeah.
But it was a podcast. Same, you know, premise. We're going to talk about it anyway.
Were you two years?
Let's just record it.
In 3 years in at that point?
Probably two.
Yeah. Probably so two. They were 2 years into the everyman show, you know, Span the Void. And, you know, so I kind of, you know, picked their brains constantly and they let me on their show and I was miserable at it, but I cut my teeth there. And so, you know, having that kind of opportunity was definitely a leg up and going back that far, you know, it's hard to really get to think about how far we've come.
I'll really tell you what, it was really a lot of fun. Actually, when you picked our brains and you launched this new podcast, like I'm sitting over here with a bunch of idiots on Span the Void, just shooting the crap once a week. Watching you guys just skyrocket into stardom, talking about the outdoors, which I am absolutely obsessed with. But that's cool. Like, you guys go do your thing. Like, hey, that's fun. I'm glad I can show you guys how to do it. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be a guest sometime. Thanks. Luckily, I got the nod to come join the team.
Yeah. You know, there was right a lot of Chris Farley in that.
A little bit.
That's great. And you guys have had other people come and go, and you've always made it work. You've always kept moving forward. I think that's really hard to do. Honestly, from like the original group, that's really tough to do.
It, you know, it is. And we don't air dirty laundry and things like that. We just keep it, you know, up and up. And every one of those guys that have come and gone are welcome back, you know, for the most part. It's, you know, they
it's a brotherhood.
It's a brotherhood.
For sure.
You know, so whether we had our differences or just life got in the way, whatever it is, it's under all under the bridge. You just, there's still a chair and a mic somewhere, you know, we'll dig it out.
And I want to add one thing. When I asked the group, you know, I thought, man, there's going to be, you know, 6 or 7 guys at least around the table. How is that going to work? You know, everyone, like Brian said, lives the outdoors and is passionate and wants to contribute to, you know, to the podcast. you know, how do I know when to talk? How do I know? I don't want to talk over somebody. I don't want to interrupt somebody. And, you know, the first, you know, couple of weeks that I was here, Will is like, I was new to podcasting. If you listen to one of the episodes, you know, you get to know Pick. I didn't listen to podcasts. I didn't know what podcasts were all about. And then here I was thrust into a great group of guys and sitting behind the mic. And I'm like, how do I do this? And Will gave me some advice that I still remember him saying, you know, there's going to be times when you're going to be able to speak and talk and give your knowledge and experience. And there's going to be other times that you're not. Like, don't force anything. So, you know, every time I sit down at this table, I have that mindset where if there's time for me to give my experience and give my knowledge and give advice and help somebody in a tip or a tactic outdoors, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to try to interject.
You don't force it. You'll talk over somebody.
Right. Like, exactly. So it works. I mean, the people that we have here, the guys that are on the table, it's just like we mesh. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so fluid and, you know, we have fun doing it.
Yeah, no, I like it, man. Yeah. I think that's solid advice. Yeah, honestly, most of the time, I mean, even on this podcast right now, I'm being a little bit quiet. I'm trying to let you guys talk. I'm kind of letting Charles take the reins here and go along and ask him the questions and stuff. I'm just monitoring the audio.
That's mostly because of your internet connection, though. Let's be clear on this one.
That's also true.
Yes.
But no, I think that's really solid advice, and that goes for any podcast, because you listen to some of these podcasts, and you hear them, and, you know, their guests literally just start talking, and they jump right into the next thing. You're like, let them talk. Let them do his thing. Like, if you're going to get it in, you're going to get it in. If not, let it roll, man.
Yeah, you have to. It's a, I don't know. Number one thing is this that I've learned is this is dudes explaining their life, you know. And I don't know. I'm kind of like, how was your day? Good. What'd you do? Nothing. You know, so like taking that. So
you're like my 16-year-old son.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
I was.
How was school? Fine. All right, cool. Good talk.
Cool story, bro.
You just assume that you understand what a normal school day is like or a work day. You know, I don't have to tell you too much about it. But that's not the case in a podcast. You actually have to talk. You have to say words, and words are hard sometimes. So, you know, but the bottom line is like, you have to learn how to talk with 4, 5, 6 other guys. Plus a guest. I mean, it's a whole other world, you know?
Not only that, from the guest experience too, on the guest side, I can speak of, it's almost a little intimidating if you have 7, 8 guys all trying to talk over one another and, you know, ramming questions down your throat together. You guys don't do that. You really don't. now.
I like
If there's one thing I know we aren't, it's intimidating.
Yeah,
I know that for sure.
But, you know, it's funny because, I mean, I've listened to so many of your episodes. I kind of get the flow. So when I'm when we talk, it's just normal. Like, I know when you guys are going to go on your little rants and you're going to just keep going and going one person after the next and add, like, these funny little things. And it gets way out of control. Doesn't sound like us at all. Yeah, it's not totally you, but it's mostly you guys. And it's great. And I just like, you know what? You got to pause your story for a second. Let these guys get the funniness out, because I'm thinking when I'm listening to these episodes, those moments is what I mostly listen to the episodes for, because that's the gold nugget you're talking about. It's not always just the information. That's great. And I love it. But when you do that and you each have something funny to say, and the movie quotes I get, like, I love, I'm a huge movie quote dude. So
when
you guys do that stuff, I lose my mind. I love it. That's my favorite part of your podcast, is that right there.
My biggest fear is that I'm dating it. You know what I mean? That I'm putting a date on our humor and our, but you can't, it's not for everybody. Yeah. Maybe it's not for everybody. I love the jokes. I love the humor. It's not so pop culture, you know, just some of it's, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It is
words are hard.
It's rooted in the 90s.
No, because I'm going to start like quoting 50 Shades of Grey next week, probably. Like, the Twilight series is coming up. I got a whole plan. I'm good.
It will be good. New content on the way.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, here we come.
Wingardium Leviosa. That's know. My Harry Potter quote.
Bless you.
There you go. Threw one in.
I don't know what you said.
You're talking about Will. Yes. Will, do you remember when we went to that pizza place when we were Pizza Boy, and I went. It's the funniest thing. I don't know if you remember this, but I went up and got us a whole round of like this, the fruitiest like raspberry tart, some kind of drink. I have no idea what it was. That which was delicious. Good. No, that's probably the best drink of the night. And I turn around, I got a whole handful of all these drinks, and I turn around, I run into Chad from Exodus, right? That's his name?
Yeah.
I run into him, and I'm like, hey, Chad, hey. What's up, man? And he's looking at me like, I'm sorry, who are you with? And I'm like, listen, it's not that weird. I know of you through Truth in the Stand. Like we're kind of buddies with him, and you know, I know. And then I just walked away. It was the most awkward moment ever. I couldn't get words out. That never happened to me. And he's not anyone big. It's not like I ran into Eberhard or Dan Infault or somebody. You know what I mean? Just Chad from Exodus.
I think it's Sylvester, man. Chad Sylvester.
Sylvester. Yeah, thank you. That's sorry. Right. I'm so sorry, Mr. Sylvester. Yeah, I know his name too. That's weird. But what I meant to do, that whole point of that story was, like, if I run into you guys, that's never going to happen. Like, I can just relate to you guys and just take off with conversation.
And that's what it's supposed to be. Everybody is, they got their own place, and we're all in this together, and just come on, you know, let's go have some fun. And that's what it's about. I don't, you know, there's many times in the industry, as you're rubbing elbows and stuff like that, you'll get people look at you, you know, sideways and look all judgy. And I just never wanted that for us. I don't want that. I don't want to, you know, it happens too often. And I think if you do get that from us, I apologize ahead of time.
It's probably me.
And I'm not saying like Chad's a bad guy. I'm not saying that either. Like he's a pretty good dude from what I hear. It was just like, it was different. I don't know. It was just different. Like when I met you guys, it was just like, let's sit down and bullshit and let's go. You know, we did that podcast live at the show. That was unreal. So much fun.
Oh, I'm glad, you know, it all worked out. And again, I think with us, you know, being Pennsylvania tight, you know, we're always, looking for the guys that are making PA sexy, and you guys are doing it. So. You know, we definitely appreciate that. And so that's what kind of bonded us right out of the gate. You know, it's just that you guys are doing similar things. You're on the other, you know, western part of the state. We're in the middle. There's a culture in PA that I don't think everybody understands it, you know.
And a couple people from Maryland, right? But
I migrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you official citizen of Pennsylvania now, Pick? Did you get your card?
Yeah, he's got this dual citizenship.
I mean, all those years under Ryan's desk, I figured by now you would change your address.
What do they call that? Squatter's rights?
Yeah. I heard he voted twice this past election.
Hilarious.
Oh, so you're the one.
Thanks, Pick.
Oh, man, I love it. So it's actually funny. Chuck texted me before we got on here, and he was like, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, listen, I'm not worried about it at all. These guys are easy to talk to. We'll make stuff up. It'll be all right.
But you see why I wanted to get a general direction, right? Because this is what I do.
Yeah,
it's like awesome. I just take us way off the rails into another level. But this is all related to like the background of your podcast, the culture of your podcast. So it is all related, I guess, to the history of what you guys have done and what you've created from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, it is too, and it's also sad because like you really see it, you know, basically half of us, a little under half of us,
and a third almost. It feels like.
Yeah, I mean, and there's some other people that are kind of behind the scenes that don't get on the pod very often. Andy Spittle, like we just
extended pod family.
There is extended pod family. Leanna does the cooking stuff, you know, all the cooking shows.
Speaking of which, I'm getting hungry.
All the wild game recipes and things like that. She kind of handles all that stuff. And it just, I don't know, just kind of rounds it out, makes it just that much easier on us or better. in certain ways. So, but you know, other than that, guys, I think the part that I really do love about the podcast is that, you know, like I said, words have been, are not easy. They're not, it's been hard at times to kind of get those things out, but there's been moments where we've been real, like very, very real and honest and, you know, and every pod kind of like exposes, like you said, if you've never goose hunted before, you have to sit there and swallow your pride and figure out what's a good question to ask about goose hunting that, you know, without making, you know, because you don't want to sound like an idiot, but you don't want to pretend like you're something you're not. So, yeah. You know, how do you?
Stevie's,
you
know, good at those.
He's amazing. Wow. I don't know. Yeah. He's in the pocket in every show and he's amazing at it. Like the questions that I get upset at times because one, he's my cousin and just him sitting across from me makes me upset. But he'll ask the most obvious or mundane question. But what ends up happening is that what I can anticipate is the answer that he's going to get. And he's really shown me the way on how to like kind of.
He's almost like the podcast Yoda.
Yeah, I guess. 900 years old.
I guess.
Eats a lot of frogs.
Well, I want to know, you know, 2021, you guys are just off with a bang. Couple great Christmas episodes, if I must say so myself. Some really great A guests, especially part one at the end.
Interesting. Yeah.
Go on. Yeah. But I want to know how many fishing episodes I should expect moving forward this year so I can tune out.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's seasonal, you know.
I'll keep clicking then.
Well, turkey season's coming up here before fishing, so well, I can't say that. Catfish's favorite season, trout opener, is coming up.
He does love that trout.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's going to be kind of like week to week.
I don't know. We kind of smear it in there every once in a while too. So just, I feel bad for you.
No, I do really enjoy them. I bust you guys' balls a little bit when it's middle of archery.
We're not,
November 7th, yeah. And fishing episode comes out. And I'm like,
when really? That, just so you know, when that happens, November 7th, and we throw up a fishing episode, that was Stevie just going, I've had enough. We've been going since early September talking about whitetail. Gotta have me a little bit of fin in there. Give me some gills.
Either that or, you know, the rut's coming up. We're in the woods and we pull one out of the can that we months earlier.
Nobody else is around.
I kind of like some of the fishing episodes, honestly. And, you know, we throw a couple of them in there, too. When we do the Yakking for Bass tournament and stuff like that, we do a little bit talking about fishing. And, you know, I mean, we would ever get any actual cold weather, we could have some ice fishing episodes. But, you know, we don't get ice anymore, I guess, so.
We just heard you're getting a little bit of ice up there.
I was just wondering if we had any, but today it was like mid-40s and it rained a little bit, which is not good.
Terrible.
It's cooling down in the 20s at night, but I was just wondering if we had any ice. I haven't heard of anybody out there yet on our side of the state.
We spoke to some Drucials, I think, recently.
Ariel and Dan were just out.
They were out.
They caught a couple bass.
Oh, nice.
It's safe ice. But just barely safe.
Like, Dan's not afraid to swim, so
yeah. 2¾ inches of ice.
yeah,
I'm kind of a stickler.
It helps.
Yeah, Dan. If anybody's going to be on thin ice,
what's crazy though with you guys over at Whitetail Distraction? For me, you know, coming from my background, I am a whitetail fanatic.
Yeah.
Archery has been my thing since I started doing it the first time I climbed a tree.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have heard me talk about how growing up hunting in Tioga County at my uncle's farm and putting on drives sun up to sundown. I never saw a deer that wasn't at a full out run until I was about 18. So when I started archery hunting, I was like, wow, this is cool. It was a thing and it was the only thing for me.
Yeah.
Was whitetail hunting until I started hanging out with these guys. They're like, hey, you got to come be our archery guy. It's going to be great. We'll have you on. We'll always talk deer with you. And then I'm listening to these guys talk about bass fishing and throwing whopper ploppers and, you know, running this thing or throwing this thing. And I'm just like, man, why are you guys fishing? That's like shooting in the middle of the woods and walking to see if you got something. Because you think that's where a deer might be. Like, fishing don't make no sense. But hang out with these guys for a while, and I'm promising you, you're going to be obsessed.
A few published articles later.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm a professional outdoor writer.
I'm a bass guy.
I'm a bass guy. But yeah,
Bass and Magazine.
Hey, I'm moving some of my antlers out of the way on my pegboard so that I can make room for my fishing lures.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It makes it a little easier when you have the Susquehanna River, which is the foremost smallmouth fishery in the country.
It does help.
So, oh, yeah.
Right. These guys got some good bass lakes around them, too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of good largemouth spots, a lot of good farm ponds and stuff like that, where, like, the one I caught this year was over 21 inches long, just an unreal fish. And I got into that more this past 2 years in that bass tournament Austin and I kind of been a part of helping put together. And dude, I've never owned a kayak prior to. Now I own a kayak. I fish from it a lot. You know, you guys are also an inspiration to that, because I do listen to you guys and all the different things you do. And it goes back to saying, you know, you have 8-9 different guys that do something a little different. You all come from a little bit different background, which brings a nice overall, you can do everything. And I'm starting to widen my horizon with it too. Even in the last 5 years, you know, turkey season just got a hold of me and took over my soul. Still hugely into deer, and now it's bass fishing, and my wife hates me right now. Like, I'm never home. I'm always doing something.
I gotta take you out predator hunting. That'll take that lull of, you know, late December, January, February.
Yeah.
You'll be gone
yeah.
11 months yeah. out of the year.
I went out once this year, Pick. I did go did out you? Once. Yeah, it was in the middle of that really bad snowstorm. We got like the 12 inches, and we didn't see anything moving and that stuff. Didn't really expect to, but good night with snow on the ground. We figured, why not go out?
Sure.
And of course, I checked the camera. There was coyotes all over the camera the whole entire week leading up to that point. And then it cut off. And then as soon as the snowstorm ended, they were all back. So I got to go back and put a couple down.
Catfish hammered the geese during that storm.
Did he?
But yeah. But I was going to say too, like the kayak thing, everybody's got 1 degree of separation for, you know, it, most of them have been owned or
modified
or demanded to, you know, to be bought by Catfish.
Yeah.
Like he's
a kayak whisperer.
Really is. Like,
he almost made me buy one.
Did he?
He's talking me into it.
Influenced you in some way or another. Yeah. He's the man. We're all better off, you know, kayakers because of him with the accessories and whatever.
He's the Regina George of kayaks.
Oh, raise your hand. No, you've been didn't.
Personally victimized by Catfish.
Actually, twice.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
he victimized me twice.
You don't even go here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. I told you, movie quotes, man. I can't help myself.
Here's my question, and I actually brought this up to Chuck earlier. So I think there needs to be... There's too many of you guys to compete just against us. So I think there needs to be a Whitetail Distraction and Northern Outcast Outdoors against Rutten River Pursuit competition of some sort. Whether it be a drinking competition, fishing, or hunting, I don't care. Maybe all three at the same time. We'll figure it out. But I think there needs to be some sort of competition.
Hunting, fishing.
Drinking? Yep, I feel like a bow fishing trip kind of meets all three of those.
Huh.
Kinda. Yeah. I will say there's not hunting, a lot of fishing, drinking during.
You can try. Beer helmet, dude. You never have your or a camelback.
When you're switching locations, yeah, you're just crushing beers.
Well, we don't have to do that. We can figure something else out. It'll be okay. But yeah, I think this needs to happen at some point. I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
I maybe repeat. Like, I'm in.
Yeah. Maybe it's like you score your three biggest fish from each group.
Mm.
Yeah, and like your same way with your, you know, maybe score your biggest deer. Like one buck, three bass, whatever. You know, like,
yeah, I think you're going somewhere with that.
Yeah, well, I do too.
I like that. Like if you take a certain amount that you're going to score with from the group in each species, and we can come up with what we both have and we both kind of go after, and then make like bonus, like pheasants a bonus, you know, or. Yeah, small game. You know, we love to do rabbit hunting, squirrel hunting, that kind of stuff. You know, bonus points for those. maybe if we put a point value, this is kind of getting weird in a way, but it's not. But if you get a point value, like per
it's
species.
It's got to be simple, though, because guys just won't do it.
I'll
yeah.
just take
yeah.
3 weeks off of work.
That's what I'm
well, what I want to get to, what I want to yeah. get to is, like, we all are going to continue just to do what we would do anyways and live our life and hunt and fish and do the things we do. But at the end of the year, like, pull down the zippers and compare, see what we got. You know what I mean?
Just flop it out.
Yeah, flop it out. What do you got? What's your bass score? What, you know, where's your biggest buck? What, you know, and add them all up and have that get together you wanted to have, a little cookout get together, and we'll have a big party and
yeah.
go from there. That'd I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
What did Ryan say? I'm in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I think it's reasonable to do, and you know, to find the.
My zipper's already down. Oh, hey, sorry.
It's got air conditioning.
How about it's the other end of the table?
A little early. I apologize.
No, I think we try to do that a little bit with the little challenge that we had with the Northern Outcast guys. And there was a little right. friendly competition last year with the Buck Cancer Challenge, and, you know, mostly for charity and stuff like that, which I think was awesome. And I really enjoyed doing that. And ideally we wanted to bring more groups into it, you being one of them, just to try to expand, you know, even across the state or, you know, whatever, but just to expand the influence from different people across Pennsylvania. Keep it sexy, keep it Pennsylvania. Pick, you can be in it, but it's gonna happen in PA, brother. So the giant smallies you were catching on the Susk counts.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, Pick is like, he's definitely benefiting. That's another thing that we love about him is that he is four seasons. You know, he does not stop. Like, he's year round, and that's honestly what made Pick kind of fit into the group. And he's really, really talented at the things that he concentrates on. But I did notice, haven't been paying attention, that Pick's approved kayaking waters are in our backyard. You know, for his competitions, I think, you know, just, I did notice that he has been sneaking up here regularly to weighing in his fish.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Pick does also carry your Instagram stories and Facebook stories. I want to see some other mugs on there once in a while, you know. Always Pick with all of his gear on.
I want him to do more stuff. He's not doing enough.
There you go, Pick. You heard it from the boss himself.
All right, so we're getting closer on time. I'm trying to keep this one around an hour. We're at like 48 minutes right now. But one thing I do want to do, this is kind of something that we do on our podcast, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently because we usually do favorite deer hunting story. But I want to hear your favorites from all three of you. I want to hear your favorite story from this year, whether it be hunting, fishing, outdoors, hiking, whatever.
Yeah, outdoor story. I agree with that.
Any one of you can go first. You can think about it for a second. We can keep rambling for a little bit. I can go a little bit over. We'll be all right.
Can you insert cricket noises here?
I can.
Yeah.
Do that.
Mine's sure. really, really, really simple. I'll go. It's not like super outdoorsman.
I'll have to be.
I had an awesome 2019 as far as hunting. This year, it took a dive. You know, it's not for a bunch of different reasons. But I got outdoors a lot this year. I'm exploring a lot of hiking, a lot of biking, a lot of, you know, things that aren't, you know, traditionally this podcast. And the guys have been really sweet about just letting me, you know, telling me to do my thing and not pushing me to do things I don't necessarily need to do right now. It's been really cool to explore other avenues. And I think when I do get back to hunting and fishing the way I did, you know, just last year, I'm going to be a different dude. Like, I'm putting on miles. I'm not trying to lose weight or anything, but I'm going further, working harder than I ever did whenever I was just hunting and or fishing. You know, I think that we're hiking every weekend. We're, you know, pushing ourselves, cross country skiing, like the outdoor opportunities are just, I think that's my proudest moment, you know, is that I'm actually like not afraid to look up at a mountain and tackle it, you know.
Yeah.
I might not be the fastest person. I might bring up the rear, but I'm going to get to the top. You know, that's the bottom line.
It's all about the gains, buddy.
I'm making gains.
Yeah, buddy.
No, I like that, man.
You're
that's
stepping
awesome.
Up a level too, man.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's just, it's a lot. It's time, you know, under tension or whatever. And, but like my mind is in it and I'm so here for it. It's really, it's a great opportunity, you know, to kind of, I guess I needed this back in my life. So, but beautiful. These guys have way better stories, honey, than I did.
Well, I'll jump in next. Go ahead, Ryan. Save you for last pick.
All right.
Because mine is a story about someone else.
Okay. I like it.
This is easy.
It's about
me. Yeah. Well, no, my story is just, you know, I had a rough season. If you've heard any of the recent podcasts, you've heard me complain about some of my own shortcomings and mistakes I've made that have directly impacted my whitetail season. Yeah, it is what it is. I had a great year. I had a great time. I wouldn't change any of it. But probably the best hunting story from this year comes from the fact that my 16-year-old son, who spent a lot of time in the woods this year, hunted hard, and it paid off for him on, I guess that was the first day of rifle season, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was the second afternoon, but it was the first afternoon. First afternoon, you know, we sat longer than we normally would for the opening morning, and right around 11:45, just before noon, that gun went off. And I remember sitting in my stand thinking, I just wish something would run by him.
Yeah.
Like, let the boys see some deer. Bang! You know, I about dropped my phone out of my hand because it just caught me completely off guard. And sure enough, he laid the smack down and put a great shot on a real nice buck. Should have been a beautiful 8-point. G2 broke off on the one side, but just a beautiful, beautiful buck for our area. I have no idea what it would score, but it's better than anything I have scored. We have itchy trigger fingers in my family, so that's legal. Bang! One of those situations. But no, this was a great buck, and he earned it. He hunted hard this year and put some time in. So,
well, if you're allowed to tell someone else's story, then I'm gonna.
Too late. You already had.
Will's gonna retract.
I mean,
Will didn't really tell his story. Technically speaking,
I was just telling the situation. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Andy Spittle.
Let's take it back from here.
So yeah, I did get out with Andy in archery season. We ended up putting a spot in stock on 3 doe and got blown. You know, it didn't work out, but that was so intense.
Yeah.
Intense, right? The wind, everything kind of just sneaking through a cornfield that, you know, to get down to this dip, you know, where the deer were bedded just to get out of the wind a little bit. And, we ended up being, because of the wind shifting, we ended up being a little bit too far down. And, it just ended up, you know, they saw us, but super intense, didn't work out. So we ended up hiking back to our stands. His stand was about 75 yards away from mine. A lot like Ryan, I'm like, someone's got to be seeing a deer right now. It's not me. I really hope he is. I hear a thwack. And then I see this deer go out, do like a 180 and then cut back into the woods. And here he ended up taking a very nice buck. It wasn't, you know, like his biggest buck, and he'll tell you that, but like it's the buck he needed. And yeah. It was really cool to be there for it and to, you know, to help him track and do all the things. Cause there wasn't a lot of tracking, but but just to be there with him, that, I will say that was my favorite moment. So good on Andy.
Yeah. Good on him.
But Pick has better stories than that.
No.
I don't know, Pick. Who are you going to tell your story about?
It's about me. No. I was there, but it's not about me.
So there I was.
So there I was.
Minding my own business.
Up in Wyoming County, 3B. I always try to take off, you know, the prime time, you know, second to third week of November. 4 or 5 days to go up to Mania to sit in the archery woods in the rut. And, it was the second day of the hunt. And my dad, who came out with me, and there were certain circumstances that led our stands to be closer together than I would have liked them to be. You know, obviously the further apart you are, the greater chances that you're going to see different deer moving. We're 65 to 75 yards apart. Wind plays a factor in possibly spooking deer as they go by.
Yeah.
But, you know, we saw some deer movement. I had a beautiful 8-point buck that came out in front of me. I had a deer decoy out. This buck decoyed out in front of me.
Todd,
we call him.
Todd Coy.
I was
T-Coy for short.
Yeah.
T-Coy?
I've really started to get more serious about self-filming. So I ended up...
And about passing on deer.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been serious about that for a while.
Yeah.
But
I hear about the Passovers.
Well, I passed over this buck, and I'm glad I did.
That was my deer.
Got it all on video. The deer was 15 yards broadside. Just wasn't the caliber of deer that I was looking for. I knew that there were bigger bucks here on this property. I had 2 full days left of my hunt. Let this deer walk. It walked over to my father through that pasture, and the camera was still rolling the entire time. I wasn't able to get the deer on film, but through the brush and the trees, I saw my father shoulder his crossbow and take a shot. And that buck wheeled around and ran back towards me. And as it ran back towards me, I knew it was hit hard. We ended up recovering the buck, got down. Again, the camera was rolling the entire time, trying to calm my dad down. My dad was running at 120 miles an hour. And as we're tracking this buck, we finally laid eyes on it. And again, the camera's rolling, and I look up to my dad, and I'm like, you know, Dad, I knew that it had been a long time since my dad had harvested a deer with a bow, let alone a buck. And I'm like, Dad, you know, how long has it been since you've killed an archery buck? And he's like, that's my first buck. And I'm like, that's your first buck? And I, you know, as we grow up, you know, 12, 13, 15, 17, you know, I moved away, went to college, you know, came back home for a few years and then moved down south here. And, you know, time flies and you're not, you know, kind of deer harvest don't register from year to year to year. And I had no idea. I totally forgot that, like, my dad had never killed a buck with a archery gear with a bow. And so I, when he said, that's my first buck with a bow, like, I lost it. I lost it. I started crying. I'm like, Dad, that is so awesome. I can't believe, like,
and there
everything
you were.
Just, It was incredible to be there with my dad, you know, to able to capture it on video, help him recover this deer, harvest the deer. It was awesome. It was awesome. So that's my favorite memory, being with my dad. He just turned 69 years old. So for him to harvest his first deer with archery gear.
I think he killed everything this year.
He did. That was an incredible 3 days. The next day, fall turkey season was in. He ends up killing a turkey. The next day, you know, we're hanging out. He's like, I'm going to run a couple errands. I got some work to do, but I'll be out in the stand in the afternoon. He's like, I'll take my rifle. I'm like, Dad, like, your tags are filled. What in the heck are you taking your rifle for? He's like, we've seen a few coyotes in the area. You never know. Sure enough, coyote runs by. He whacks a coyote. So he kills his first buck. He kills a fall turkey and he kills a coyote like 3 consecutive days. So that, I mean, him killing that buck, but then just that entire trip was just incredible.
That was a good one.
Spending a weekend up there with him. So that's my great memory.
Say, you save the best for last, I guess. I'll pick.
Man, yeah.
When's that video going to be up on the YouTube? That's what I want to know.
I need to get some editing equipment and gear and get some skills to get that up. So we'll see if we can make that happen.
I like it. I want to see it too. Honestly, that's a tremendous story, man. I love that. You don't really get to have a whole lot of firsts when it's with your parents. You know, that's like your dad can be there for your first archery kill, but for you to be there for your dad's, that's unreal, man. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
That is cool. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Funny enough, too. Like I hunted with him like my first whole year of archery. Hunting with him almost every time I went out, and then. I think it was my second year of archery. I went out and the one time I went and got permission on my girlfriend's property and talked to her dad and went out on my own. And I ended up shooting my first deer with my bow. And I'm like, man, that kind of sucks. Like he was supposed to be here for the first deer, like, recovered it with my older brother, but still it was just so odd that he missed that first moment for me. But what you're saying, Austin, is right. Like growing up, especially in Pennsylvania, there's pretty deep culture into hunting. A lot of guys do it from a young age. There's not very many opportunities to share those experiences with your parents. Now, just to steal the spotlight for a minute, because I don't think I talked about this before, but what was really cool was seeing my dad go out this year with my nephew, you know, his first grandson, and going out in rifle season. And he's 12 years old and he killed his first deer. And that we had, you know, probably 9 guys up camp for that experience. And we had a bunch of guys crashing through the woods and following the blood trail. And when we finally found that deer, I mean, the emotion and, you know, the excitement in his eye, like he just killed a world record buck. And it was just, you know, his grandson shot his first deer. That was, being part of that was really cool. I got a little emotional too, you know, and just like had to walk away for a minute, suck it up like a man, you know, and then get back in there. But, that was really, really cool, man. That was something else. That was a proud moment of mine to share with him and them and everyone else, because we have a huge family and, you know, we all hunt stuff. So it's a big deal. I said it last year on a podcast, you know, last year it was a lot about me off doing my own thing, trying to be this uber mobile guy and, you know, hunting a lot alone. And I wanted to get back to my
tree saddle.
Oh man. And I feel like I did that a little bit this year, get back to my roots a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So. I like it. Pick can be like at any time, pull the card out. I could have shot your buck, Dad.
He did that a couple times, right?
Yeah, I think any moment that he's, you know, his dad's lipping off or whatever. I could have shot that.
Just remember.
Wait, Thanksgiving next year?
Yeah, I let that go.
He'll be ready to cut the turkey. Like, Dad, no, let me cut the turkey. Remember that buck I let you shoot?
Who had it at 15 yards first? That was me.
I threw a pebble at him and made him go your way. But I do want to, I know I don't want to take up too much more time, but I kind of teased it earlier with a joke, but I do want to know what, if you guys have some exciting stuff down the pipeline here for 2021 and where you plan on taking that train wreck of a amazing podcast that you have.
Yeah. You know what? It's kind of,
you want to know what?
You want to know what? We have, we honestly, this COVID deal is, I can guarantee we're going to get out. We're going to do some cool stuff. But, you know, as far as like the big stuff that we normally plan on and the get togethers and the things like that, it's just, it's heartbreaking, but it's all kind of up in the air. But, you know, we're definitely making plans for like, hopefully getting up to Sodus Bay and we met a couple other people this year that run charters. We're going to try and get out with them and just kind of do what we do. Well, you know, only more, you know, just Pick's got a passion for video and, Mikey Miller. We got, you know, those guys. We're just going to try and do what we do only a little bit more. You know, each year we just keep grow. Yeah. In one way or another.
I'm okay with it. Right. I like it. Keep going where you're going, man.
I would love to be able to say, we're going to be here this week and we're going to be doing that. But it's just, it's not realistic right now, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm so freaking sick of this. This COVID's killing me as far as getting out and doing stuff with people and, you know, wanting to, like, even last year, the camo care shoot that we usually do every year, it got postponed and then it got switched to this and then, you know, I had a wedding, couldn't go to that, and, you know, it's just, everything's kind of messed up with it. Great American Outdoor Show's canceled this year. Like, I look forward to that. Yeah. I mean, it's killing me. But we'll get over it. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah,
right,
man.
On, boys. Hey, have you guys ever been on another podcast, by the way? Or are we the first ever? You just say, just make us feel good, like, as a group.
You guys are the first.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sounded real confident there, bud.
Give me the wink and the head nod and just say whatever I want to hear.
Yeah,
that's what
I like. I like it.
What I like about you guys.
That's what you told us right before we started recording. We're supposed to say that.
Yeah, man. Well, before we'll get we let you boys you guys, on again. Oh, sorry, Chuck. Before we let you guys go, hit us with where everybody can find you, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that fun
stuff. Yeah. Well, I just really quickly before we do that, the thing we are doing, I guess we can say this, is that we are having friends on more. You know, not that we took the podcast out and pretty much kind of, I can say this, all over the world. Like, we have guests, you know, different countries and things like that. And we, this year, we kind of just made this effort, at least in season 5, that you're going to hear a lot of repeat because there's a lot of interesting, cool, fun things that are, that for the longest time, if you were on our podcast once, that was it, you know, but like, this is a well worth getting, you know, dipping back into.
Digging it.
You know, so I love having you guys on the podcast, and it, I think, adds a little bit of a familiarity, you know, and things like that. It's just people can start to understand who you guys are, what you do, and how you fit into our lives. That means a lot to us. And we really did sit down and figure out like what do we need? You know, what do we need in our podcast? And we want, so you know, I guess what I'm saying is we want more familiarity.
Charles and Austin.
We want the friends, a lot of repeat guests to come on and talk about the same topics that you talk about year after year after year, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I mean, I feel like we have quite a few repeats on our show, a couple of Chuck's brothers. I mean, some of our buddies and stuff. I mean, year after year we have them on, but you know, it is kind of nice to have the familiarity with the show. People kind of learn who they are, and they, I mean, some people even look forward to it, but my point about it though is they're more comfortable on the show, and it seems like you can have kind of more of an in-depth show, get into some stuff, have those inside jokes. Everything kind of works out a little bit better when you have those repeat guests coming on over and over and over again. I don't want it to be redundant, but I really enjoy having the same guys on over and over again. But, you know, we switch it up, but you know what I'm getting at.
I do. I do. Like I said, we there was a time when if you were on once, that was it. You had your turn. But, you know, we really are tapping into our pool of friends, and we've gotten quite a few over the years. It's been a wonderful journey. Podcasting can be amazing. And so, no, I think there's definitely a value add to having you guys come on our show, us, you know, kind of being on your show every once in a while, but mostly you guys come on our show.
that's
pull
our
a
fault.
Dagger out of my heart.
Yeah.
No, I think those episodes too, I think we can all agree some of the most fun that we have during those type of episodes when you're talking to people that you know and you're familiar with, and you know, with us, like a lot of local guys that we can do in-person podcasts with, and it's just such a blast, man. And I'm really liking these Zoom calls too, to be honest, because we can see you guys, we can read your reaction. It's almost like an in-person podcast, or typically just be me and Austin sitting there and talking to a phone call, you know. And it's nice, it's great to meet new people and to make connections with new people and talk to, you know, sometimes random strangers in a way, because you really don't know the person other than following them on social media or whatnot. But
I
think talking to friends, talking to friends and stuff, that's a lot of fun, man. I enjoyed a lot. And I'm glad we finally got you guys on. It's only been, too long.
Who's counting?
5 seasons.
Too long.
It'll happen again, though. I mean,
no big deal. No, seriously, though, but that's, I think, our big thing, you know. That's our mission right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing the FOPs right now, for sure.
Friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod.
Right.
Pick, how can they find us?
You can find Rutten River Pursuits on the World Wide Web. Just go to ruttenriverpursuits.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Rutten River Pursuits. We're on the YouTube, Rutten River Pursuits Podcast. And then our podcast, you listen to at your favorite podcast app. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and
Brad's favorite.
Brad loves to listen to the Amazon music. We're all over those places.
Hey, Alexa.
Yeah, Charles doesn't listen at all.
Every last minute of it, man. Every last minute. I can't help it. I'm a fanboy for life. Keep them coming, boys. I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Anything else we missed, boys? Any final words? Death to this part.
Bring them weedless.
Yes.
Bring them weedless.
Perfect.
Oh, unreal. All right. I love it.